In 2011, that's the most recent year we have data for, about 82% of San Francisco's students graduated high school. 10% dropped out. Break it down by ethnic group, and the numbers change in uncomfortable ways. For example, just 62% of the city's African-American students graduated, and nearly 20% dropped out. The numbers for Latino students are similar. Kids need education and support, but resources are increasingly scarce. So often in cities like San Francisco, nonprofits step in. Resources for those organizations are limited too, but it helps to be able to show pretty much constant success. This year, San Francisco's Omega Boys Club celebrates its 25th anniversary. And don't be fooled by the name. It spent that quarter century helping local boys and girls get out of bad neighborhoods and into different mindsets. They try to be there for kids, whether they're on site or far away.
Street Soldiers, Alive and Free Radio. Good evening, everyone. It is the post-Thanksgiving Street Soldiers. We are here to keep you alive and free one more Sunday. Good advice, good information, good example, good instruction, all to make it good in your neighborhood.
That's Joe Marshall, the Boys Club founder, speaking on the group's weekly national radio show. He told KALW's Leela Day that getting kids into college is a priority, but what he just said then about keeping them alive and free is a bigger one. Here's Leela.
Back in 1982, Joe Marshall was teaching at Woodrow Wilson High School on the southeast side of San Francisco. He thought he was pretty good at it, and by academic measures, he was. Then he realized that in a school serving low-income families, that wasn't enough.
They were getting A's in math but F's in life, and it's tough to give a kid an A in math at 13 and go to his funeral when he's 19.
Because in a minute, you're going to be challenged. And you need to be ready. When you leave here and you get back on the island.
When they got to high school, I get these horror stories about my former students. Everything from them ending up on drugs to them being in jail, being pregnant. But the worst thing was having to go to the funeral of a former student who was killed in some sort of drug or gang-related incident.
Have you ever been looked at and nobody really saw you? Yeah, you know what it's like to be invisible. Where they just walk right by and act like you don't exist. That doesn't happen here. I see.
Had I known, you know, maybe more, maybe I could have done more.
Marshall started to reflect on his own path. He'd grown up in St. Louis and then South Central L.A. He saw less than half of his African-American peers graduating from high school within 4 years. He had bucked the trend. Went to college at the University of San Francisco, became an advocate for civil rights. But it wasn't until he traveled to historically black colleges in the South that he found rooms full of African-American role models.
And it was the same way for me. I saw these young men. They were young men. They were 18, 19, 20 years old, 21 years old, aspiring to be lawyers and doctors. And so it showed me that, wow, black men are way more than just thugs and non-serious students and athletes. And so it was great. I mean, I flourished.
Welcome to Omega. This is how it works. This is what it's all about. So I'm coming to you.
Marshall founded the Omega Boys Club with a fellow teacher, Jack Jackwa, in 1987. It serves both boys and girls in an after-school program that offers academic tutoring and trains kids to stay off the streets.
Here at Omega, we will teach you the rules for living. We call them the rules for living. Rules to live by. But we're letting you know that if you obey these rules, the chances of you staying alive and free and educated is if you follow these rules. So the first rule is...
But Marshall says the program was not an immediate success.
The early kids I sent off to college, they did not do well, but they were not adequately prepared for college. This young man that wanted to go to college, he was a gang member, very smart. He wanted to change his life. And said that, Dr. Marshall, I want to go to school. So I brought him here, I prepared him, put him on a plane, sent him down to school. He sold drugs on the college campus.
In 1990, only 28% of African Americans who went to college got their degrees. Marshall realized the same problems were following many of them out of their neighborhoods.
These young people get infected with a way of thinking. It's really sad because you know when a virus, this thing has a virus, they're walking around thinking they're okay. They just think it's bad luck. No, they've been programmed that way.
Programmed to fail. Once again, Marshall decided he could do more.
He asked me a question. How was I doing in school?
Andre Akins lived in Oakland, where he was a good high school student. But he says for that very reason, kids jumped him, stole his money, and made fun of him on the regular. He fought back, got into selling drugs, started ditching school. He remembers meeting Joe Marshall for the first time when Omega visited a gym filled with flunking kids.
And I said, man, I'm only here for a driver's license. You must have thought I called him an MF or called his mama a name or something because he went off. He went ballistic. And his whole thing was, how can you think so little of education when so many have given up everything to give you the opportunity to learn how to read, write, and do math, something that's your born given right, and that was kept from you for a number of years. And now you're freely not taking advantage of it.
That reached him. A week later, Akins was at the Omega Boys Club taking classes and focusing on his high school diploma. He got it and then headed south to Grambling University.
I can remember this guy walked past me and said, "What's up?" And I'm used to "what's up" meaning it's on for a confrontation. So I'm posturing from that. And he like, "I'm just saying hi." It blew my mind that people say hi to people just because it was just greeting strangers. This was something I was not used to. It was like I'm stepping into a whole nother universe.
A recent report by the Education Trust found that more African Americans succeed at colleges that engage both their academic and social lives at schools that identify dropout risks early. Support systems, it found, are just as important in higher education as they are in secondary school, where the Omega Boys Club began caring for Andre Akins.
After Grambling, became a math teacher in Oakland, became an assistant principal. Full circle, I became the operations manager here.
The next rule is, a friend will never lead me to danger.
By 2010, for the first time, more than half of African Americans entering high school got their diploma within 4 years. It still lags far behind the rate for their white peers, who graduate at a 78% rate. But it's progress. Since 1987, the Omega Boys Club has helped more than 160 students graduate from high school. It's become a model for similar programs around the country and abroad, including Haiti, Thailand, and South Africa. And still, Joe Marshall believes he can do more.
I'm really excited about training more people and making more doctors of the alive and free prescription. And I'm really, really excited about that. There are people out there who want to help young people just like me. I want to find them and train them so they can help young people where they are.
At the Omega Boys Club in San Francisco, I'm Leela Day for Cross Currents.